You know the old saying, don't quit your day job. Well, no matter how talented they are, many musicians couldn't even think of hopping off their gravy train. For a new series called Day Job, How Musicians Pay the Rent, producer Joshua McNichols examines the backstage lives of aspiring artists. Here is episode 6, The Burrito Maker.
From the Seattle Weekly, this is
Day Job.
Day Job is a look at how musicians pay the rent. Jesse Fortino makes music under the name Tiny Vipers, but to pay the bills, she slops beans at Bimbo's Bitchin' Burritos.
I make burritos. You just use the spoons, and there are predetermined amounts. I think you have to, spread all the stuff out inside. squish it, and then roll it over. I don't really think about it. I just kind of do it like a robot.
Is that a guacamole gun?
Yeah.
The restaurant is famous for its attitude.
Well, I Googled it once. This thing called Google Earth. Have you ever done it? It's amazing. You can zoom in on. And so I zoomed in on Bimbo's. I was like, whoa, that's. And I found it. And all these people wrote in. And some of it would be good. But some of it was just so funny bad. I'd be crying laughing. Just people zero, giving it zeros, but not because of the food or anything. They'd just be oh man, they're such jerks. They're the worst, meanest.
Jesse says people think the restaurant workers are snobs, but she says customer service is overrated. Bimbo's employees just act like real people.
The customer is always right. That kind of stuff can get you in a lot of trouble it doesn't make any sense if you think about it. Especially for a bar, because the customer is always drunk. The customer is always drunk. Yeah, no.
And by the curses I feed said, I'd stick with all that are stuck till tossed away in condition. I'd dig my way through the dark.
Jesse doesn't edit herself when complaining about bad customers, and she wants her music to be brutally honest too. So she keeps little recorders scattered around her house. That way she can document ideas before she's had time to overthink them.
And I have one downstairs, and I have one by my bed, and just so as ideas come, you capture it before I tear it apart with my mind's that weird critical part of me. When you have an idea, you don't want to destroy it before it even gets to be born. And I think the process of capturing it as soon as possible is really important. That's more important than later on looking at it and going, is this good? That, I don't know, that's not as important as, is it real? And I've been trying to figure that out more and more.
Jessie sometimes compares herself to her more conventionally successful friends.
I think about this a lot. Because, a lot of my friends do stuff. They have, real jobs and, are married and they're adults. And I'm just I work at a fast food restaurant and I'm not educated. And it would be hard for me to escape this anyways. Unless I went to school. But for now, I feel super fulfilled because, the music stuff's just, any little thing that comes of it is just, a bonus to my life. I just can't believe it when it's oh my god, I can go places. I never ever thought I'd get to see Europe, and so the fact that I can do anything at all with music is a miracle. And the fact that I happen to work at a place that lets me do those things as they come up, it's a very good combination.
That's from producer Joshua McNichols' new series, Day Job, How Musicians Pay the Rent. There's a link to his website where you can listen to the rest of the series. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.